USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay there, gang, you've placed your bets on Command Performance. To answer your letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. So let's get up to that window marked America and collect. The joint's full of singing cashiers. And stepping up first to pay off with when they ask about you, here's one of your top money favorites and boss woman in the mail department tonight, that globe-trotting girlfriend of the AEF, Frances Langford.
About you. What's the good if I say that you and I are through? I tell them you're okay when they ask about you. They wonder where we've been.
Fellas, this is Frances, making a few long-distance calls. Love to 726 and Legs, Tangle, Simp, and Meat Nose. Ditto to you Ordnance Grease Monkeys, Goldie, Tex, Foxy, Bill, Spud, and Minnesota John, better known as Moldy. At 764, hello to Lippy Klein, Partiality Lee, Pee Wee Balls, Oblong Giles, Horizontal Clay Ball, and Bubble Tummy Anderson. And skipping 512-way, love to Little Beaver, Big Beaver, Clem, Jenny, and Saul the Ballet Dancer. But, fellas, we've had lots of letters asking for that great poet, and, well, what do you know? Here he is. It's Kabibble. Hello, Iz.
Hello, Miss Langford. Gee, you're beautiful.
Well, thank you, Iz.
Well, you know, my girl is beautiful, too, and that's why I come here.
That's why you come here, huh?
Yes, I have written a poem about my girl in regards to which I would like to read things.
By all means, read it.
All right. My girl is exceedingly fat. I can't tell you exactly where at, but if I may, I would like to say it's between her shoes and her hat.
Thank you, Ish Kabibble. Fellas, on Command Performance, you've often heard Joe Stafford singing with the Pied Pipers. Here in Hollywood, the musical masterminds are allowing us how Joe's got one of the smoothest sets of pipes in the warbling business. And confidentially, we allow us how they're right. Front and center to the international mic, Joe Stafford.
Well, Thank you, Franny. Hello to Joey Webb, the drummer boy of 953 with a sweetie down in Old Virginia. Regards to Lone Star Tex McClure and his CB buddies, to wit, Jersey, Barrel Legs, Pop the Chief, Red, Jerk, and of course in every outfit like that there's got to be at least one sad sack. Fellas, I'd like to whip out that tender little tune, I Love You.
Stafford. Men, here's a note from Private Jerome Sheldon, 728. Dear Command Performance, I'd get a wonderful thrill if the chimes on the campus of the University of Washington at Seattle would ring 12 o'clock noon for me. Okay, Jerome, we've got those chimes waiting to peal out across Lake Washington for you. Come in, Seattle, and the University of Washington. And you're always asking about Connie Haynes. And the latest news on little Connie is doing fine on the Abbott and Costello show and singing away up in pictures. In her new flicker, Twilight on the Prairie, still before the cameras, Connie has one of the cutest numbers of the year. But she'll give you the dope on that. Fellas, Connie Haynes.
Thank you, Francis Langford. And hi, fellas. Love to Yeoman Don Terry. And the same to 525 in those two ducts of the training center. At 708, hello to Lonnie, Mark, Chick, and the Beantown boys. To 942, and Krebs, the mad chemist, Shorty, Mussy, and Umbriago. At 306, love to Butch, Snapper, Weasel, and the Mink. And for all of you, here's that little ditty Franny mentioned, Saltwater Cowboy. Who is that great big wonderful man wearing that fine coat of sand? He's a saltwater cowboy with the whole world for his range. Just a saltwater cowboy and the herd he rides is strange. He's a rounding up his country's foes wherever they may be. Just a saltwater cowboy, a United States Marine. Get along, little Nippy, I can hear my singing sound. I'm taking you to pasture in a barbed wire corral. He's the salt of the earth, boy, and he's long and lank and lean. He's the saltwater cowboy, a United States Marine. He will keep your pastures clean. He's a saltwater cowboy, a United States Marine.
Thank you, Connie Haynes. Well, gang, Private Fred Wambier at 726 writes, Dear Command Performance, I've been telling the boys in Hut 11 about the wonderful voice of Yvette. And by golly, it's time we got a sample. If you all go hunting for Yvette, she's blonde, born in Louisiana, darn good looking and sweet and soft. I mean her voice. Please send her our way. Coming, Fred. Fellas, meet Yvette.
Thank you, Franny, and you too, Fred Wambier. Hello, Pat Duffy and the gang at 520. Hello also to Station Heliopolis in Egypt, Corporal Molnar at 9564, and the self-styled Dirty Eight. Love to Beaver and the Mudbug on a patrol craft, the Wolf Pack in Hut 79 at 944, the Black Magic Boys on Malta, and to members of the club everywhere. Here's every girl's dream over here tonight, set to music.
Cathedral bells were tolling, and our hearts sang on. Was it the spell of Paris, or the London door? Who knows when we shall meet again? But when the morning chimes ring sweet again, I'll be seen in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine would race all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that work night and day. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. In every lovely summer's day, in everything that's I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be
at 922, Sergeant Francis North and the Barracks 4 Mob write as follows. Writ by hand it is, too. We want to hear Fred Lowry, the greatest whistler. And we don't mean the guy that painted his mother. Fred's the best whistler in the world, say we, even if he does come from Texas. So tell Horace Height to let Lowry loose for a night. Well, it's command performance, Sergeant, so naturally, here's Fred Lowry.
Thank you, Francis. And a special thanks to all of you guys at APO 922. So if Dick, Arant, will give me a start off, I'll pucker up and blow a little indie love call right your way.
Fred Lowry. And say, what's all the furs off stage? I can see a fellow with a big brush, which is probably the janitor. No, it isn't. It's a man with a huge mustache. No, it isn't a mustache either. Those are pigtails hanging from his upper lip. Why, fellas, it's Professor Handlebar Colonna.
Handlebar Colonna, eh? Please, Francis, please. I'd rather you left my black horse out of this.
No offense intended, Professor. In fact, I love your mustache. It makes me laugh. It amuses me.
Yes. It tickles most of the girls.
Be serious, Professor. You know, I haven't seen you since we got back from that trip to the Caribbean with Bob Hope. Where have you been the last 3 days?
Burlesque.
For 3 days? Professor, what could there possibly be in a burlesque show that could keep a man there for 3 days?
Fresh popcorn.
Oh, Professor, you're impossible.
You said what?
I said you're impossible.
That's possible.
In fact, sometimes it's a mystery to me how a person like you were ever born.
Well, Francis, you know, I've got a confession to make. I don't like to talk about this. In fact, I never bring up the subject, but you see, I was never born.
You were never born? Professor, if you were never born, how come you've been here for the past 35 years?
Well, the guy can look around and see if he likes it first, can't he?
I think you'd better sing, Professor.
Ah, yes, my aunt. Fellows, you asked me to sing Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy, a sad old song that was never meant to be this sad. When there are gray skies, I don't mind. And by the gray skies, you made them a blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. You'll pull me through, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You made a heaven for me right here I am. And when I'm old and gray, promise you won't shout a radio. I love you so, a sunny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind. I don't mind the gray skies. You made them blue. Oh, sunny boy! Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. You'll pull me through. Ah, sunny boy. My love, baby, why? You're staying for heaven. And I know your worth. You made a heaven for me right here on earth. Angels, they were lonely, and they sent fiery warnings, but I follow you, sir, and my loving, ever loving, sunny boy. Sabotage.
Command Performance thanks you again, Jerry Colonna. Well, gang, you've been awfully nice to us, writing those swell letters and dishing out all that blarney about our work. And we really eat it up, because singing for somebody who sincerely wants you to is a great feeling, especially when that somebody is you. And speaking of having a feeling, that reminds me. I've had that feeling before, but never like this. Love had me reeling before,
was never like this. Who ever dreamed this could happen to someone supposed to be smart? I really must have been nabbing to let you walk off with my heart. My dreams, and I've had quite a few, were never like this. This is too good to be true, but so was that kiss. I know by the way my heart leaps, this time I'm playing for keeps.
I guess that just about takes the half hour for the count of ten. But in case you're interested, next week you'll find old command performance right here where you left it tonight. Different people and different tunes, of course, but the same old desire to please the best audience in the world. Thanks, fellas, and love from all of us over here to each one of you over there.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.